This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. There's nothing unusual about a state lawmaker or mayor being worried about turnout in a local election. But in Dallas, it's not just low turnout that's got two local leaders concerned. It's the cause. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings and State Representative Eric Johnson have sounded the alarm over potential voter fraud in West Dallas. And many people in part of that city received mail-in ballots for the county's May 6th election, even though they didn't ask for them. And in November, some voters from the same part of town were turned away at the polls after mail-in ballots had already been filed for them. Representative Johnson joins us now to talk a little bit more about this situation. Representative, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing fine. How are things, though, in West Dallas? Where did this? When did these reports of absentee ballots, which had not been requested, start cropping up?
I'd say about a couple of weeks ago I first started hearing about this, and then I think the media, local media, broke a story that somewhere between 50 and 100 absentee ballots have been requested by someone on behalf of senior citizens that didn't ask for them, and that's a big red flag. That's a big problem.
Any ideas on who might be behind this or what motives might be involved here?
Well, I can tell you, I have no idea who might be behind it, but I can tell you what the motives could be, and it's really unfortunate. I mean, this is a form of elder abuse that I've seen before. I think that what could be happening is in a low turnout election, like a city council race, a couple dozen votes could be all that separates the number one and number two finishers or who determines who makes it to a runoff.
Uh-huh.
And this could be someone's attempt to have a little insurance. The way people do that is they look at a voter roll and they see who's over 65.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who are over 65 in Texas are automatically entitled to an absentee ballot if they want one. So they request a ballot on behalf of these people, and frankly, they'll either steal them out of the mailbox, or they'll actually go to the door of a senior citizen, you know, ask them if they could have that little green envelope that came in the mail, and basically defraud them out of their vote.
I know you're really serious about this, and so is Mayor Rawlings. You and Mayor Rawlings wrote a letter to the Dallas County Elections Administrator, Tony Pippins-Poole, asking the administrator to do whatever is necessary to restore voter confidence in West Dallas. Are people skeptical in the system? Has it reached that sort of level?
It's a very much a situation where people have become very unsure about whether or not their votes are going to be counted, whether or not they can vote or not. And so we've asked everyone to call the Dallas County Elections Department if they have any concern about whether or not their ballot's going to be counted, or whether or not they, if they've received an absentee ballot they didn't ask for. And we have asked Dallas County Elections to look at every single application for a mail-in ballot that they got this
Wow.
election cycle and turn over any information they find to the district attorney. And I'd like to see it prosecuted.
Representative, you're a Democrat, and you know there's been a lot of talk about voter fraud statewide as the impetus for Texas's toughest in the nation voter ID laws. And the pushback from, especially from members of your own party, has been there's no real evidence of a serious problem with voter fraud in Texas. It sounds like what you're saying could bolster the case that this is something that deserves to be taken more seriously, no?
Well, people need to understand something. In-person voter impersonation is essentially non-existent. That's the only type of voter fraud that a voter ID law would even purport to try to address. That would not speak at all to a situation where someone is actually forging an application and requesting a ballot on behalf of a senior.
Do you think this is just a highly localized situation? I mean, if it could Yeah. happen in West Dallas, why not in West Houston or other places across the state?
It can happen anywhere, and like I said, I have reason to believe that it has happened in other races, at other levels of government, in other parts of our city, and in other parts of my district. The reality is it's less of a factor the larger the district that you're running in. So it's a serious concern, and it's about time we actually just took it seriously and dealt with it head on.
State Representative Eric Johnson is a Dallas Democrat from Texas's 100th district. Representative Johnson, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me, David.